Proclamation number 1874, dated the April 4th, 1941. Immortality of the soul. The teaching of the immortality of the soul is not accepted by many people because they compare it to earthly transience. In their opinion, nothing on earth is permanent, everything passes away, and hence they believe that they are no exception to this natural law. The earthly body decays indeed, that is, it seemingly disintegrates and passes away. But the human being does not consider that the apparent disappearance is only the means of transition into a new form. On reflection, he will have to conclude that everything earthly serves some purpose, and he will observe that even the most insignificant creations are somehow related to one another and therefore not without purpose. When such a work of creation fades away, numerous other creations absorb the remainder of the first, which thus serves them and continues to live on in the new creations. He only has to seriously observe an outer transformation and he would have to admit that the inner life cannot vanish either. And he should at least grant the human being this inner life too. He is to make it clear to himself that the human soul, the emotional life, cannot be discontinued arbitrarily, that this emotional life is the essential significance of every embodiment. The outer form is of no use unless the inner core is acknowledged by humanity.